Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, December 25th, 2023, through Friday, December 29th, 2023. Monday, December 25th, 2023. Head of Legal and Compliance for multi-billion-dollar cryptocurrency pyramid scheme OneCoin pleads guilty. Irina Dilkinska pled guilty in Manhattan federal court to wire fraud and money laundering charges in connection with her participation in the massive OneCoin fraud scheme. Dilkinska was the purported head of legal and compliance for OneCoin. But rather than ensuring that OneCoin complied with the law, Dilkinska assisted in running its day-to-day operations and laundered money for OneCoin, including arranging for the transfer of $110 million in fraudulently obtained OneCoin proceeds to a Cayman Islands account. OneCoin records showed that between the fourth quarter of 2014 and the fourth quarter of 2016 alone, OneCoin generated 4.037 billion euros in sales revenue and earned profits of 4.037 billion euro. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, December 26th, 2023. Bitwise founders Irma Oguin Jr. and Jake Subberall charged for $100 million fraud scheme. Irma Oguin Jr. and Jake Subberall, the founders and leaders of the failed Fresno-based technology company Bitwise, self-surrendered on a federal complaint, charging them with conspiring to commit wire fraud and taking more than $100 million from various businesses and individuals. According to court records, Bitwise abruptly closed earlier this year, despite recent reports the company was worth over $500 million and was financially sound. All the company's approximately 900 employees and apprentices were immediately furloughed and later laid off, and the company's board of directors fired Oguin Jr. and Subberall. The complaint filed alleges that beginning no later than January 2022, Oguin Jr. and Subberall agreed to lie to board members, investors, lenders, and others about Bitwise's finances to obtain investments, loans, and other funding. They did so by fabricating financial information in board presentations and investor materials, and altering and forging bank statements, audits, and other financial records to inflate Bitwise's revenues, cash balances, and property holdings. All defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, December 27th, 2023. Founder of medical charity in St. Joseph, Missouri, pleads guilty to $8 million fraud scheme. Craig Anthony Reynolds, the founder of a so-called Christian healthcare sharing ministry in St. Joseph, Missouri, pleaded guilty in federal court to leading an $8 million wire fraud conspiracy that cheated hundreds of members and to making false statements on a personal tax return. Reynolds incorporated and ran Medical Cost Sharing, a tax-exempt organization, as its president and chief executive officer from 2014 through December 2022. By pleading guilty, Reynolds admitted that he and his co-conspirators used false and fraudulent promises to market Medical Cost Sharing as a healthcare sharing ministry to defraud hundreds of ministry members. Reynolds and his co-conspirators collected more than $8 million in member contributions, yet paid only 3.1% in healthcare claims so that they could personally profit and take most of the members' contributions for themselves. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, December 28, 2023. 14 defendants indicted in $5 million California state unemployment fraud scheme. A partially unsealed indictment charges 14 defendants with fraud and money laundering offenses for a scheme centered around fraudulent unemployment applications submitted to the California Employment Development Department during the pandemic. The indictment alleges the fraud netted the defendants almost $5.2 million in funds from the state of California. According to the indictment, David Constantin and Constantin Bobby Sandu, who were arrested and charged separately in March 2023, helped hundreds of applicants apply for EDD benefits using fraudulent documents. Constantin and Sandu recruited potential applicants through Facebook at parks throughout Southern California to complete the application process. Applicants paid Constantin or Sandu a partial fee upfront for assisting with fraudulent applications and another fee after applications received EDD payments. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, December 29th, 2023. Former special agent in charge of the New York FBI Counterintelligence Division, sentenced to 50 months for conspiring to violate U.S. sanctions on Russia. Charles McGonigal, a former special agent in charge of the FBI Counterintelligence Division in New York, was sentenced to 50 months in prison and ordered to pay a $40,000 fine for conspiring to violate the International Emergency Economic Powers Act and to commit money laundering in connection with his 2021 agreement to provide services to Oleg Deripaska, a sanctioned Russian oligarch. In 2021, McGonigal conspired to provide services to Deripaska in violation of the U.S. sanctions imposed on Deripaska in 2018. Specifically, following his negotiations with Deripaska's agent, McGonigal agreed to and did investigate a rival Russian oligarch in return for concealed payments from Deripaska. While negotiating and performing services for Deripaska, McGonigal and the agent attempted to conceal Deripaska's involvement by, among other means, not directly naming Deripaska in electronic communications, using shell companies as counterparties in the contract that outlined the services to be performed, using a forged signature on the contract, and using the same shell companies to send and receive payments from Deripaska. McGonigal hoped to do millions of dollars in business with Deripaska, but FBI agents from the same division McGonigal used to lead foiled his scheme after only a few months of operations. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.